You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage experts right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 23rd show. We're here to help you build the strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. But if you'd like to connect with the guest or have any questions, please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Dan Edwards, the Eastside Real Estate Team, Keller Williams Realty Bellevue, and we're going to continue our conversation with the tech-enabled agent. Dan, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's been a little while since we've chatted.
Well, Tina, thanks for having me. Keelan, thanks for having me. This is an honor and a pleasure to be here talking with you guys.
Likewise. And a little bit about Dan, again, the Eastside Real Estate Team, Keller Williams Realty. Dan entered real estate in March of 2006. His background in sales, business, and technology had enabled him to be more efficient real estate professional. He loves real estate and people, and it was only natural that he would enjoy putting the two together. Dan's vision is to ensure the purpose of buying, selling, and investing in real estate, making it a positive one. He believes in leveraging the power of strengths. The Eastside Real Estate Team's mission is to be a professional, quality team with a vision to build and strengthen their community by guiding their clients through the process of buying, selling, or investing in real estate right on the east side. As team leader, Dan is dedicated to helping empower his team members to achieve their mission. In addition, he works with buyers and sellers to negotiate a strong position to purchase their home. As a certified negotiating expert, Dan seeks to leverage his skills into the best possible negotiating position for his clients. Investing in real estate is why Dan started in his career in real estate, helping investors identify their needs, return on an investment, and investing strategies is a passion of Dan as well.
So Dan, we were talking about how technology is changing all the industries. I mean, it's changing everything in this world and how we function and the things and how we do things, period. So in what ways do you think specifically it's shaping real estate?
That's a great question. Let me first start off by saying that, you know, Dan did a great job kind of outlining kind of the role of technology with agents and how it can enhance their businesses. But I think if this has to be said is this, if this technology doesn't do what it's designed to do, which is make the process not only easier for buyers and sellers, but more cost effective, save them money, right? And as agents, we're constantly talking about new technology. What can we do to help our clients better? But what we don't always do is connect the dots. How can it save our clients money? And your money hour point about investing, getting off the rat race, the rent race or whatever it's called, right?
Love that.
And getting onto something, technology can help you do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So,
and it can help you do that, which in turn grows your wealth. So that's where I see the industry is always trying to figure out how to use it, but there's sometimes a disconnect. Mike, you go, technology will solve all the problems, right? Dan alluded to it earlier in the first segment. Technology won't solve all the problems. You still have to have the human touch.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that. To know how to really connect the dots so that you can utilize technology, what it's there for, which is to save money, save time. And so what about with technology, what's important for consumers that they should know about?
So I have a saying for us and our team is that we will utilize technology but not get trapped by it. And sometimes you have paralysis by analysis, right? Uh-huh. And there's so much great information out there. It's like, you know, most people that do stock trading, all that kind of stuff, they're analyzing a lot of data in order to kind of find the peaks and valleys, right? But the real estate purchase is not solely an investment. It's a home.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a place where people live.
The emotional.
So if you get caught up in the technology and it's like, gosh, I look at my Zestimate and here's where it's at and where should I sell and when should I buy and all those kinds of things, sometimes you end up not making a decision because you're so overwhelmed by the amount of information.
Yeah.
So the goal should be for any technology out there, and actually a high percentage of the majority of technology that's being developed in the real estate sector isn't for the consumer. It's for the agent. So how do you actually change that? And I think that's some of the things that I want to talk about today.
Okay.
I like that. A confused mind doesn't act, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though me and Tina, we do a lot of numbers and mm-hmm. things like that. That's not our love, and that's not your guys' love. And
oh,
selling
I love.
The house.
Oh, I love the numbers.
Well, I love the numbers too. But like the warm and fuzzy is
yes,
handing keys over to a family exactly. and changing a legacy mm-hmm. is that keeps me motivated. You mm-hmm. know, you can only look at so many 30-year, 15-year mortgages, interest rate, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You know, to really find your why.
Yeah, when you can connect that you're sitting across a couple that have spent 30 years in this home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now it's time to make a change. They want somebody that cares the same amount as they do mm-hmm. about what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And the process is confusing. Easier said than done. The process can be confusing.
Uh-huh.
So to be able to have an agent that can interpret the data and then kind of step in there personally, I think that's very key.
Yeah, and always, it's important to have, you know, the left side of the brain, which is the facts and the numbers, and the right-hand side of the brain, which is the story and the emotion. You've got to really bring that balance in, because otherwise it can be a pretty bad process.
Yeah, it gets transactional.
And speaking of, Dan, what is big data?
Okay, so let's geek out here a little bit, because I like to do that. So picture, if you will, okay, those of you that are listening to this on the radio, they don't see I'm holding a water bottle in my hand with water, right?
Which we're not supposed to have in the studio, by the way,
oh,
but our engineer lets us.
I mean, not just pretending like I do.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, if I was holding a bottle of water, right, that represents a certain amount of data, right? Now picture the ocean. Okay, that's big data. So
yes.
In the real estate world, big data is not just the listings that are available today.
Uh-huh.
It's all the listings that ever sold since they started collecting that data.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, in addition, let's take it to another level. Is, you know, today we got into contract with a particular buyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that buyer got into contract on their home. But wouldn't that buyer like to have the insight of what, statistically speaking, makes my offer more successful as I formulate it? And the only way to do that is to tap into big data, is to tap into not just the purchases that were done here in Seattle in this particular market, but the purchases in similar markets across the country of when you formulate an offer with a certain amount of earnest money, with a certain amount of down payment, with a certain amount of offer price on the mm-hmm. current asking price. So big data is all of that information.
That's crazy.
So that you can use that in order to help your buyers make a more informed decision. That's what big data is pulling that in, pulling in traffic data,
mm-hmm.
pulling in tax data, pulling in what the appreciation of a specific neighborhood over the history, and then similar neighborhoods across the country.
Yeah.
So being able to tap into not just a small data set, but huge, immense data sets.
And you know, how exciting for big data, because it's really going to help for consumers to feel more confident in the decision that they're making, because they've got all of that amazing information.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of having analysis paralysis,
yes.
you have some conclusions, and
it just brings it all together.
And we'll talk about the conclusions when we're talking about the AI.
Yeah. So let's get right into that. Let's talk about AI, artificial intelligence.
So that's the part that I alluded to. So you can't actually have AI without big data. You can make a few decisions, but you can't really go on the high level of. And actually, AI is actually artificial thinking. It's planning ahead. So there's no pre-programmed result. So it's taking all these factors and saying, we think this could happen. Here's an example outside of real estate. Let's say that you have an app on your phone that's connected to your health and medical records, right?
Okay.
And one day you wake up, you got a rash on your arm, and it's kind of scratchy, right? So you take out your phone that's connected to your health background, and you take a picture of that. So AI is actually scanning that picture, cross-referencing that picture against your medical history,
mm-hmm.
against others' medical history,
wow.
against the photo. And then it's actually the AI, the thinking is where it looks at your calendar, determines you have time available for a doctor's consult, actually pre-orders the medication, because it determines it's like a brown recluse spider bite, and has a solution for you without any interaction from you whatsoever.
Wow.
That's the artificial intelligence portion. And how that translates for the homeowner is some of the things that we're doing at Keller Williams with our technology is every single listing that goes into the MLS anywhere in the United States gets put into our big data bank.
Okay.
And every photograph is scanned. And those photographs are then cataloged by the attributes in the pictures that the AI recognizes. So now how that translates for our consumer product that we're going to be releasing at the end of quarter two is consumers can start to like things in pictures and it's going to start to feed them properties that match their criteria with similar attributes in those pictures.
That is crazy. And can you, I mean, that is so powerful because the individual consumer has so many different connections and likes and dislikes to a property that who would have time to be able to manage and figure all that out? And now you've got technology that's going to be able to do it. And how much less stressful for a consumer to be able to just automatically get available to them on their phone properties that are most likely for, it, you know, they're for them.
Yeah, it's the predictive analytics where it starts to tell you what you like.
Yes. Yeah, love that.
I like the pictures, too. We have, we're talking about one episode, like the attention span of us compared to a goldfish, and we're going to lose in a couple of years. So that's kind of a nice thing. When we were chatting with Dan earlier, we were talking about some of the challenges with agents and technology. What are some of the biggest challenges for home buyers, and what do they face with technology?
Well, so when we were in an incredible hot buyer's market, it was about getting an offer accepted. And I already kind of alluded to the ability to use technology in order to give your buyer a leg up. So there's that. But also to help you determine the areas you want to live in, right? So the different types of factors that go into where you want to live, in my experience, I've found that there are multiple neighborhoods across the East Side that certain individuals are going to want to live in, right? So there's neighborhoods in Kirkland that are similar to neighborhoods in Sammamish. But somebody may put in their search parameter that they're just looking in Sammamish because they found that neighborhood and they thought it was nice. So one of the things that technology should do for the consumer is help them determine similar neighborhoods that may have a better commute time for that individual.
Well, I was just thinking, and I was actually writing down and making notes here because I wanted to touch. So no more having to drive during the commute time to figure out what that's going to be like because it's already going to save for that, right?
Yeah, you're going to put that in your parameter for search is maximum commute time on a bad day, 30 minutes.
And then the ability also, different topic but same, is you know knowing what the chances are that there's going to be multiple offers and maybe how much higher that they're going to go over asking price. All of that stuff is part of this, right?
It actually plays into the question here about how the challenge for sellers.
With the sellers, okay.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool because you can actually set up using the technology that's being developed right now for Keller Williams, is you can actually set up as a listing agent, you can set up the parameters in there, and you can show your sellers that based on the current market conditions in that neighborhood, if you list it here, it's going to take 14 days to sell versus here. And it actually, there's a law of diminishing returns. When you overlist a property and it's, you know, too much money, that it actually is going to take twice as long to sell it. And that costs them money.
So here's the interesting thing that'll be interesting to see, because right now we've got a lot of great data. Take AI out of it. And, you know what homes are selling for. You know how long they stay on the market. You know, all of this stuff. But sellers a lot of the times don't listen to the data that they're being shown. So it'll be interesting to see if this creates a different mind shift and thought process to have trust in technology and to take out the emotional piece.
Well, when it comes to the data, numbers can tell a story, right?
Yes.
But you still have to make your choice. You still have to
of
make
course.
Your decision. And the interesting thing about that is when I sit down with my sellers and I show them the numbers and we discuss how I went about pricing it, I can tell them this is my philosophy, right? But when I add more data to that and then a little, you know, bar graph and stuff like that, where it helps them identify exactly what it looks like, the conversation is easy. It's easy for me to say, this is my price recommendation.
Yes.
Because, again, because it's using more data, it's hard to argue with that. Trust me, I've had the sellers say, but I feel like it's this, you know? And again, you can't take it out of that. You have to definitely, that's where the human factor has to exist in this equation.
Yeah.
You know what I love about that? You only know what you know. So like if your agent is from a specific area, they only know what they know, you know? So you go to somewhere else and you're like, whoa, this place is cool. But using that data to your advantage to find similar things based on what you do know and using that to your advantage to expand things and really take full advantage of it is huge.
Well, and Keelan, what it comes down to, honestly, is it saves the sellers money.
I
can't tell you enough that when you see somebody overprice a property, when you have the right information and the right strategy and the right agent negotiating for you, you're going to end up with more money.
Wow.
So, Dan, let's get into, because we've got a minute left, and I want to make sure that you've got an opportunity to answer these. I've heard that Keller Williams is doing some really big things around technology. Well, I haven't heard. I know that they are. Some huge stuff. And can you share what's going on around that?
Well,
I want the listeners to hear.
You know, yes. The main concept there is the from the beginning to the end of the transaction. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, that most of the software, most of the technology that's being developed is technology around productivity for agents.
Yeah.
Well, one of the biggest challenges is that sellers, buyers, they want to know what's happening in their transaction. So we have the first contract to close solution that's currently in development. And we just got back from family reunion yesterday, actually, mm-hmm. where they were talking about the schedule for launch. So all of this stuff is being developed, not just by a third-party technology firm, mm-hmm. but it's actually being developed by agents in the field that have the best practices that can provide the technologists with insight as to what's needed for the consumer.
Love that.
So it's pretty huge. There's a lot of things. So I don't have enough time to go into them all. But the key is that it will provide more smarter solutions for our consumers, saving them more money.
Love it. Love Dan, thank you so much for bringing this into studio. It's a pleasure to have you here and look forward to having you come back to, you know, continue to share what's happening with the AI development.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
And coming up in the Money Hour, video and social media, Michael Abrahamson of Rainier Title, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.